get to the bottom of turn two here, but Tyler, let's take it back now to where we last saw Cassius Fell, end of episode 198, cut down by a single attack by the literal Grim Reaper. The King of Pirates was felled, woke up on an immense starship with aliens aboard its helm and heading to otherworldly locales. And yeah, you've seen a scant glimpse aboard this starship, perhaps of the captain of it in a vision years ago. The last 10 to 20 minutes of your unlife, your death has been insane. You feel heady, intoxicated, the tizzy of the ship moving around you, but the bustle of activity as the pirates begin to set sail in the starless sky of purple and green gases. You are quickly ushered into the captain's quarters. A breathing device of some sort, a mask, is affixed over your face, and you can feel cool air pumping into your lungs. And looking around the cabin of this starship, King Cassius sees artifacts and treasures from hundreds of different lands, planes of existences, perhaps other planets, as skulls of strange beasts are mounted to plaques, and in front of a charred wall, you see a sword that is constantly on fire here. There's crystals and shining armor and weapons from all over. Things that look like they can only be wielded by giants. And as you sit here, the door behind you opens. A pirate crosses behind you and sits at a desk you didn't even notice was there. It looks like it's made out of crystal clear water. They put their feet up. It's a female pirate sitting across from King Cassius. But this isn't the ever-changing form you saw on the desk or in those moments years ago. But you see a Banuat woman with long dreads, dark-skinned Banuat, who could have easily have been a distant cousin of yours. But indeed, you realize, despite its singular form, and that they are now stuffing a long, weird-looking pipe in front of you, this is none other than the captain of the Sea Wraith herself, the Pirate's Doom, the Sea Banshee, the Black Lady, Besmara, the Pirate Queen, Goddess of Piracy. She takes a puff of a pipe and says, "You're Cassius, are ya? You've got your mother's wings, I see."
"Yes, that's true. That'd be... They're quite the gift from her."
"Yes, yes, yes. None of these pleasantries. You know who I am. I know who you are. I've heard it all before. Praise me, all that good stuff, yada yada. So we'll skip all the pleasantries. We'll get down to business. You know of your mother, and you know that she is dear to me. Served a long time aboard my ship, and is retired now in a manner of speaking. And I said that I would look out for you. And she's going to be plenty angry that you've gone and got yourself killed. And this time, from what my crew told me, by the literal Grim Reaper himself. That old bony clown killed you, is that right?"
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I think that's exactly what happened. I seem to do fairly well against those who be of the material plane, but it's really the folks that be coming outside of that realm that kind of bother me a little bit."
"Did you not fortify your armor? That's the first thing you should do to try and stop the Grim Reaper."
Cassius like shows off his coat. He's "Okay. Actually, yeah. I did. I quite literally did. But
bad luck. You really
perhaps when your father is one who's made deals with the devils that luck runs out."
"Well, yeah. No, you probably should have worshipped Desna for a little good luck. But here's the deal. I do have a smidgen of power. I can use a fragment of my divinity, undo the spell of that undead scallywag, the hold it has on your soul, the same way that I broke a part of my own heart off and gave to your mother many, many years ago. But there are payments due and repercussions for deals like this, which you will not like."
"I mean, how bad can such a thing be in exchange for being able to walk, you know, back in my kingdom? So I'd like to hear it, but I can't imagine it's as bad as you say."
"Well, you are needed back on Galerion. If you don't help your friends out, they may die. Many more will perish. So if I send you back, you'll honor your word, and you'll take down that which threatened the shackles and threatened your mother for so long. This Dark Lich Queen needs a reckoning, and I figure you're the pirate for the job, so... Have you been dead long enough, or are you ready to get back to work, King Cassius?
Let's see. Can I have that wallet before I go? And he points to, like, the ever-flaming sword.
Oh, man, that's the one thing here that's got a lot of sentimental value. Here, I have this for you. She goes over and grabs, like, a tiny little lute off the wall. It's, like, buried under some other stuff. She's going to move away. She's like, here you go. This was very important to me, and I think it'll be important to you. I don't remember where I got it, but I'm pretty sure you'll find a use for it. Now, to get you back where you need to go, add one flute to your inventory, by the way, Tyler.
Adding what?
I don't see you typing, so thank you. She gets up and goes to your side and bids you stand next to her. Okay, to seal this magic, to send you back from where you came, we're going to have to... Well, I need you to kiss me, Cassius, and not like a sister kiss either. I mean, full lips locked, tongue down my throat, the whole shebang. I want to see stars. If you don't commit to this, the magic will not work, so I need you to screw up your courage, Captain, and really plant one on your god before you. What do you say to that?
Sense motive?
On a god, Tyler? Make a perception check.
Tyler. This sounds suspicious. Oh no, I've rolled a two. Cassius thinks that this is just a perk of being king. It's good to be the king.
I had to get back on camera to judge you, Patrick.
Well, don't judge me. This is the Queen of the Pirates.
Queen of the Pirates.
Listeners, I want someone to go back through all the podcast, everything, and let me know how many times I've been romantically involved with Patrick over the years. Cassius.
It started in season one.
Cassius will reach out and maybe say, like, this will be quite the sacrifice on my part, but yes, I think I can do that for you.
As you move into the kiss, you get rocked by the most vicious slap anyone has ever felt in their entire life. It's like a broadside from a cannon. There's the sound barrier is broken as your face just kind of melts into putty. And Besmer's magical hand just pulses through your cheek, moves right through your head, kind of wipes it away as you're phased out of this existence in kind of a ghost-like form or something. She slapped the soul out of you here. And entire corporeal self begins to flit away as she stands there smiling and says, I apologize for the little joke. What kind of magic requires you to kiss, Cassius, really? Have you ever seen... No, my magical vestments...
I love that player Tyler knew 100% this was shenanigans and my rolls failed. I should have spent money on a natural 20.
All of my magic is really activated with an open palm kiss, so yeah. Say hello to your mother for me.
You can't blame an old sailor for hoping that maybe, perhaps it was true.
We shan't be far behind you. Your soul is disincorporated as your being is sucked out of that dimension with a spell of such intense energy that is able to transport you across the universe. And how would you like Cassius to return to the world of the living, Tyler? Can
Cassius come out of the corpse of not
both, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes, that is definitely something that can happen.
Tramadol?
Yeah.
We can do a Hollywood fake out where like Rovagast like starts like getting up again and everyone's like, oh, and then like out of its mouth Cassius just comes like barreling out of like flying out of it with his wings outstretched.
You all see a human form step out of the guts and worms that is Kothagag's corpse on the ground here. Giant wings of water maybe bursting forth as purple energy kind of swirls around a human figure. That of Cassius Vell, covered in goop. Goop and guts. Yeah. Tyler, roll into the initiative turn order.
It must be Tuesday.
It's Goops and Guts Tuesday. Yeah.
Goops and Guts.
Take it off too 39. Quick.
Not a good roll, but I'll take it.
But hey, you're here now.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. I think the guts start forming up around you as Kothagaz starts regenerating some health here. But yeah, as it does,
that's gonna be really messed up considering that he had no idea what was going on.
He just shows up
and there's a bug reforming around him.
So it's all part and parcel.
It's a giant turtle staring it down him like,
Yeah, Cassius immediately assumes the turtle's the bad guy. No.
Go ahead, Tyler, and actually, I don't think you need to roll this. As this thing starts forming up around you, Kothagaz, I'm going to kind of move it down just a little bit here. Move you over here. The small flute that Mara gave you begins to emit a high-pitched whine.
Is this the instrument made from its heart sliver?
Yes, you see it pulsating. The small flute. Indeed, this is a heart sliver that seems to counteract its tympanic heartbeat. And makes you, this is a critical success. It grants you immunity to its heartbeat and its horrific disease, which probably won't affect you anyway. It could kill you, but yeah, that is its turn. I think Umbreax is going to make some attacks. Umbreax is going to take flight with the Lich Queen on its back. Gonna fly over to the ground over here, schwa. And as this giant fell bird does, it lets out a life siphoning. Yes, you have an attack of opportunity.
Yes.
Oh no. All right. Well, just go ahead and don't critically hit Rebecca. That'd be great.
Just in the middle of this description. Wait.
53.
I hit you.
So Ruh-roh, Reggie.
19 on the dice.
Ruh-roh, Reggie. That is still just a hit, though.
All right, it does.
52
slashing damage.
Well, how much is it to make it plus 10? Then it would be a 63.
Oh,
Tyler's thinking with his brain. Yeah, that's only 10 bucks, so I'm going to go ahead and mark that for you.
It's only 10 bucks. Rebecca, do it.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. I forgot Charger had an attack of opportunity. As you let your blade slice through this thing as it moves, that is going to be enough to drop Reacts.
Rebecca's a god.
Thank you, Tyler. This is why you're the captain.
It was about to do so much damage to it. Creatures within 20 feet of its flight take 22d6 mental damage. And also doomed and drained if you fail, all that good stuff. Wow. It explodes in a massive burst of feathers and black fire. Its body does land about where it was going over here. And you see it's almost turned into a bonfire where it's landed here on the ground. Ooh, okay, well, our good friend, the Lich Queen, I'm running out of monsters.
I think I'm going to remember the way that Rebecca said, wait. Like, that's just going to be stuck in my head.
The Lich Queen is going to look around and look very unhappy. She's like, I cannot believe this. You will pay for your insolence. Right magical spells I cast upon you.
Ah, I've got to pay for my insolence. I'm already paying for my insolence. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Rodney Dangerfield entered the chat there.
I got no respect and no insulin.
Hey, yo, whoa. But more importantly, no insulin. Somebody take me to the hospital. Why is everyone laughing?
I couldn't afford the insulin, but it was for my wife, so I don't care.
I can't believe the poor kids are paying for the EpiPens.
He lets out a song of death and destruction that fills your guys' mind with those apocalyptic visions of her destroying the shackles, all living creatures being turned to undeath or eaten. I need everyone to make a will save.
Can Cassius be immune to this?
My favorite thing.
Unfortunately, no.
I gotta reroll that will save, baby.
I guess I do have to check, make sure now everyone's within range.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm rerolling that.
I'm out of rerolls.
Right. I'm all out of rerolls. Here we go. Ken Doso, good luck. Yay.
Oh, did you use one for Bartleby?
Yes, I did.
That'll have to be the party one, because Kando also has a reroll. I used to reroll. Alaris still has one. And Cassius. Cassius, I did donate to you. not that you need it now, but...
Thank you.
All right, we are talking about DC 44.
Oh.
Who has... Has anyone critically failed?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, this is some mental damage here.
What about a critical success?
Yeah, is it basic? Is it a... It's
critical success for both of my characters.
Yeah, critical success... target is unaffected, so we'll go through this in a second. Let me just roll a bunch of D6. It is 16 D6 mental damage, so 60 points of mental damage. Now, who has... So if you succeed, you're taking half of that, 30 points, and you cannot use reactions until the start of your next turn. So that doesn't really do a lot. Failure, you are also confused.
Oh, you...
Confused.
Evans.
And that boy. Is going to take us to Bartleby. How's Bartleby right. doing?
Bartleby, I mean, this is a lich, right?
It's very lichy.
Yeah, this is a lich. Bold of the lich to stand right next to the whatever of Pharasma.
The whatever of Pharasma.
Yeah. And Bartleby instead of be like, "Hey, lady, I'm the whatever of Pharasma."
I'm the whatever of Pharasma, you.
Pharasma's in her plane, just like, I will send my whatever after you and do things.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what's the most, like, Pharasma-y thing I could do to this lich right here? I mean, the reality is I'm limited by the fact that I'm a level 20 character, and this is, like, a higher level thing than me.
You're limited by the fact.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to cast a two-action heal on her. And
make her make a fort save.
Yeah, just fort save it up.
Liches are bad at fortitude saves, right?
I mean, it's actually her worst.
Nice!
Is DC is 45? No!
Oh,
how many dollars do I have to pay to make you reroll
that? 10.
10? You got it. You all got right. it, baby.
Yes.
Donate now. Right. At...
Let me let the donation go through before I roll better. Hold on.
He's not going to let him come back with another one. This is the game within the game.
I trust you. I'm going to make the roll now, Jabert. You can't make me roll natural one twice.
Not possible.
Yeah, right?
It's worse, but it's still not terrible. What's the DC?
45.
Actually, that's enough. That is a fail.
Oh boy, I like that.
Nice root. Nice. All
that,
we needed was just two
that
less.
Was worth it.
Ooh, worth $10. Best $10 I've spent tonight.
Four.
All right. So that means rolling some dice. 156
Ooh.
Points of
Ooh!
Vitality Brutal. Damage.
Brutal.
As I
that's a lot of tens.
As I try to bring her closer into Pharasma's clutches.
That's a lot of tens, and that's not any ones.
I say, you will not escape us. And
sup upon the bosom of Pharasma.
Bosomy greatness.
Okay. I don't think all the damage goes through. I'll double check in the stats.
It tastes like Sunny D.
This high level lich actually has some.
Or is that Saren Ray?
Some like,
oh, that's definitely Saren Ray. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but that is still a healthy chunk of damage here. She is blasted with positive energy here. Ah, she's been blasted off of her mount. Sharga, she's on ground level with you on the top of the roof here.
Oh, she's a goner. Rip.
Oh, she's not a goner.
Oh, I see her. Sorry, I'm really zoomed out because it's such a huge map. okay, she almost blends in with the roof. All right, Sharga's going to move forward to the lady.
Yes.
And strike at her.
Yeah. Excellent. No attacks of opportunity here. She's like, what?
By the way, I'm not sure that Sharga, in her rage state and tunnel vision, has seen that Cassius has shown back up, and she is he's still in a rage. And
yeah, he's covered in goop and confused, so I don't think he knows where he is either.
She is out to avenge her captain, and takes her great axe to this lady's face. Here goes. It's horrible.
That is a miss. Three on
I'm
the
dice. I'm going to reroll that.
I would.
There is better.
That is a hit.
All right. That does 43 slashing damage.
Okay. She's still going strong. Second attack. Also hits.
46. All right. 47 slashing damage.
Okay. She is bloodied. Miss on the third.
All right. That's
then
my turn.
Then we're on to Ozzy. This beast is forming back up. This kaiju in front of you.
I don't know if I have anything specifically for this kind of thing. And again, I was only able to roll a success on the highest skill check that I have.
Did you want to roll another knowledge on Gothogas?
I said it was Arcana, right? It's not great at Arcana.
I mean, you can use your esoteric lore for general pieces of information.
I suppose. I guess just trying to find a way to get it to stop regenerating, I guess. Mm-hmm. 47.
Just enough to know, indeed, the only way to stop it is to have a beautiful piece of music composed on the spot extemporaneously and a successful performance check against it. And even that will make it slumber and will not kill it forever.
Okay.
Not something Ozzy has, I'm guessing.
What, Cassius has a flute.
What, performance?
Yeah.
He does.
Oh. You should start doing some.
Does knee Cassius? Slapping.
Does Cassius quick, have
who's got some spoons?
Yes. But okay. Mine is only trained. So if yours could be higher.
Mine is trained as well. So okay. That lands me at 27.
And I'm at 28, so it's the exact same.
Pretty much. There's no functional difference between the two.
Yeah. You'll want to kill it first.
It's not dead.
Oh, no. It's got 30 hit points back.
All right.
Get back to zero before we flute.
Okay. We're going to start stabbing.
Well, I start stabbing again.
Can we get C-Team in here for stabbing control, just like we did for whatever the other thing that had fast healing was?
We already used C-Team.
Oh, dang it.
This is a miss. You can also call upon allies once more. You do have some other allies still waiting in the... Oh, no, this is a hit, because I said you had plus two to hit from C-Team. Wait. This is C-Team. They're helping.
Oh, wait, nice. Wait. Also, that's I guess... 45. Let me do another check real quick, just for free, because I can also just give myself plus two. I totally forgot about that.
Well, regardless, this is... Is it only 20 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. It's still up. What would you like to do with your third action?
Sorry, it's 20 points of damage with a weakness of 12.
Okay, that is enough to drop it again.
Okay.
Gothogas falls to Ulzric's feet.
Okay.
You know it's weakness. It's the only thing that can kill it.
Do I have the impression that any music could do it, or does it have to be from this flute?
No, it just needs a successful performance. The flute will make it a little bit easier, but
Oz has his own flute.
Dum 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 dum.
I would love to hear Oz play something.
He will. He's going to drop the Iger's Kiss. He'll get back to that.
Priceless sword relic.
He doesn't know this sword. It's a strange sword, and he's gonna try to play an impromptu tune. Randomly. That's bad.
That's bad. Yeah, that's not gonna
That's
do
a
it.
Natural three.
No.
How many party rerolls do we have left?
None?
And yeah, I
you
have
guys are going through them pretty well. I mean, unless Rebecca or Tyler wants to share some of their
I'll share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give
absolutely
you one.
Share.
Tyler's given a whole bunch of his away.
Reroll then.
Okay. Thank you.
We believe
better. Well, that's better.
Still that's not gonna better. Do it. Still not gonna do it. I'm so sorry. That is going to take us to Rebecca Alaris's.
I'm sorry for wasting it, Rebecca.
Turn.
It's okay. Out of your control. I've wasted them too.
I took it from Tyler's. Should I take it from yours, Rebecca, instead?
Yes, take it from mine. Okay.
Thanks for nothing, Tyler.
I don't think Alaris has any way of getting up to the lady. Can I? Okay, we have a wish at our disposal, right?
Yeah, you saw Valea in the crowd. You can call out to the Merid to assist you. Any ninth level or lower spell you want cast?
I have no idea what we would want to cast. I am not a caster.
You just wish for a spontaneous piece of beautiful music?
Oh, that would be great. Is there a music-based spell? There probably is.
No, but she can easily use her wish to create an entire cacophony of music that can keep this thing sedated, if that's what you want.
Sure.
That's only one action.
Good? No?
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it takes it off the board. Anything that takes something off the board at this point is worth whatever price we have to pay.
What does that leave on the board?
Ragsmoda herself.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Drop her like a tree.
I'm so far away, though.
You want to start climbing? Get up on the rooftop?
Yeah, I have a climb speed of 10, if that helps. How far can I get up to her?
What's your movement speed?
Alaris is pretty fast. She's not fast. She's normal speed. I thought she was fast. Apparently
then it would take you a couple actions, so you'd be able to get up and do a single strike. Because you have
I have quick strike. So, So,
three action move and you're quickened to stab.
Two action just to get up. I would flank with Sharga, though.
Oh, can I get all the way over there? Great.
What's your movement speed? You didn't answer.
35.
Yeah. If you have an actual climb speed, no problem.
Cool. All right. In that case, here comes Curveblade.
Oh, my goodness.
42.
Eight on the dice. That is just a hit because of CT.
Woo! Wow.
Okay. Bard playing you up.
So that does 33. No, more than that. 43?
Okay. All right. King
Hold
Cassius.
On. Oh. Does she also take bleed and the 5 precision damage and enfeebled 1?
Yes, she can take bleed. All right, marking it down. Cassius, you came back and was immediately confused. Is that right?
Yeah. Cassius comes bursting out of this aberration and then this horror and then is trying to figure out what the heck is going on. He's confused. You need a D20?
We're a D8.
D8. You got it. Looks like a 8.
Yeah. You called it. You think Gonzosk the turtle is obviously your enemy. Sorry, Jabert.
Oh, is it attack nearest?
I've rolled randomly down the turn order.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Jabert.
Gonzosk smiles at you languidly.
Smiling is a sign of aggression in the animal kingdom. I must strike.
I was really hoping Cassius would have a cool return here and killing Ragsmoda, but...
Hey, 42? Do I get the plus 2 bonus from CT?
Yes. Is that a hit, Tyler, or Jabert?
45? Or sorry, 44?
Oh, 44, yeah.
42.
Oh, miss.
Oh, okay.
Second attack?
Oh my gosh, I have to keep going?
Yeah, fight me. Fight me, Captain. Fight me.
Oh my gosh. This is
I love how like Patrick has all these like things in his head.
Oh no! Oh no!
That he himself sabotages. He's like,
oh gee!
I thought Cassius would have a cool return after I cast confusion on him.
Well, Tyler has $50 in rerolls. I figured he'd be going strong here, but no. All right. So that is a hit. That just means that Tyler gets to give all the glory to his other character, which goes immediately after Cassius in the turn order.
He is also confused.
Oh, no, they both failed. Tyler. You had so many rerolls. Make me another D8 roll.
I thought, I really, they both got a 41, and I thought 5 is the D8.
Oh, no. Ragsmoda and Alaris are confused. You're confused which is which. All right, well, this is worth it. Kovic making attacks against her, whatever you would attack Ragsmoda with. Standard attacks. Can't do anything special.
Oh, standard attacks. Okay, can't do anything special.
But if you have, like, a special bow or a bolt, I should say.
I have special air. Yeah, I have special bolts.
I think it just says standard attack, so I think you're just making bolt attacks.
Would I make her my quarry because it's free?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Free.
Oh yeah, I'm rolling dookie. Let's go. This is what we want.
Second attack. Oh boy,
I'm a god. Boy. Dude, bow down before my superior bananas.
Third attack.
Do it. I can't do it. I can't do it three times in a row.
Oh, no.
Oh, but I can.
So bad. Onto Seth.
I think I have to reload.
On to you.
Looks like I'm rolling a D8.
Are you? Oh, you're also confused.
Of course I am, Patrick.
I can't believe we're doing confusion.
Don't roll a one. Oh yeah, I'm dragging this combat as far as I can.
We are like, trying to end it early, as you have requested of us.
Like Hovik, you are not confused with Alaris, but you think Sharga is Ragsmauta right next to. Both of those ladies are next to Ragsmauta. Tonto seems to think it is Sharga that is the Lich Queen.
So use an action to move up.
Start punching.
This feels a little sexist that everyone's getting their three ladies confused.
Yeah, Seth. Do they all look the same?
Oh,
an orc?
Bump off, Patrick.
Cassius,
all the way
Cassius did shoot a turtle, so at least I have.
Oh, I didn't mention Hergenzosk is a female turtle.
Oh,
you
no,
monsters.
Oh, no.
All right.
Now I feel bad.
Okay, well, now you guys all roll your absolute garbage as soon as you're on my team. Three on the dice.
What do you mean as soon as I'm on your team? It doesn't matter what I roll, Patrick. It's always a miss.
Second attack.
Oh my gosh.
43.
Nope.
Yeah, I think that's a hit for sure. On
Sharga.
Sharga. What's your armor class? Right.
Oh, sorry. Sharga's armor class is 43 while raging.
Oh, okay.
But it goes up when raging?
Oh, no, it goes down when raging. It's normally 44.
Unfortunately, I only had two attacks. I had to move up.
Unfortunately.
Son of a goose.
What do you mean? 43 means it's a hit, right?
Yeah. So 30 damage.
30 piercing damage.
Okay.
She casts like a level 9 spell, and you guys have managed to put 30 damage on your.
I have piercing resistance too, so it.
Oh,
no worries.
Boy. Oh, boy. And Doso, how's Hergenzosk?
Sorry, I accidentally just clicked on mute. Hergenzosk is hanging in there.
Not confused.
Not confused. Smiles down gleefully at the captain. Those jabs and japes bouncing harmlessly off of my shell, except for the one.
Look at this art. Look how cute this spirit guardian is.
It's so cute. I love it. I love it.
I figure Cassius missed because the goop from when he burst out of the crazy bad thing just like jammed his gun.
I'm gonna walk up maybe about 10 feet behind Sharga there. Chomp, chomp, stomp, 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 stomp. So that I am flanking with Alaris, and I'm gonna reach down over, just stretch out my big long turtle neck and reach down over Sharga and bite that witch.
Lich. Do a bite.
Excuse me.
Just do a bite.
I'm gonna do a bite. You know what, guys? I think today I'm gonna do a bite.
It's a lich witch. You got a lich witch here.
It's kind of a witchy lich.
One you, like, cannot on understand true suffering until you have suffered the bite of a spirit turtle.
That is a hit with flanking.
Okay. For 35 points of damage.
Okay. She still stands. Second attack.
And then I'll reach out with a claw and I'll paw at the Lichy Witch. Sorry, wait a minute. So this was be.
Wolves usually have claws, actually.
That is also a hit.
Minus 4, sorry. So 44 for flanking.
Still just a hit with flanking, yes.
Oh, 34 damage. That's my turn. That's my turn.
Turn.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
No, not bad at all. It does bring us to her turn. Oh God. Sharga's not. Not confused.
Attack of opportunity is pretty spooky, huh?
Yeah, she's moving. She's moving away from Sharga.
Oh, yeah. You know what that means.
Wait.
Wait. Here we go. I have one more. I'm rerolling it.
You have a couple rerolls. Ooh, no. Yeah, that is actually just a hit.
Nice.
Because it would technically be flanking still, right?
Yeah, and at the moment. And RC team buddies here. So how much damage is this? I don't think it's enough to kill her.
45 slashing.
Okay. Yeah, she moves back and... Yes. Oh, boy. She has her own wish spells, which can turn into just about anything. God. So many spells take a long time. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to get her revenge on Cassius. Can I kill Cassius?
I have
three
do
times.
Do not. Do not. I am not kidding. I control the stream, and I don't.
No. She just lets out a burst of necrotic energy that'll hit Sharga, Honto, Alaris, and Candoso. Just black waves of necrotic energy coming towards you guys. Can you all make me a reflex save as a blast?
I've seen a lot of fails.
Literally my worst save.
Oh no.
Best save.
Oh no.
Jabert, you got a reroll, buddy?
No.
I give Jabert one of my rerolls.
I spent all my money on the crit.
Give Jabert reroll that. We can't have you going down on us with a natural one, my man.
Oh, let Hurricane's Loss go.
Oh no.
It might have meant to, maybe it was meant to be.
Well, you've gone from, you rolled a one, so obviously it was a critical fail, but critical fail to fail, so it's not
all right, that's
great,
worth it.
But it's probably worth it. Oh, boy. 74 necrotic damage on a, it looks like everyone failed. Everyone failed. So
everyone
imagine
failed?
That, Patrick.
Yeah, 36.
So I take 31. Half damage on a failure.
Okay. Yeah, so you're only taking half of that, but that is still a fail. And
is necrotic different from negative?
No.
Okay.
It's just how I was describing it.
Okay. Negative is not a damage type anymore.
You see the fire?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was the Umbriex, the bird, kind of reignite itself as the bird stands up behind you guys. Right next to Ozzy. Yeah, everything comes back. It's kind of her deal. And we are on to Bartleby's turn.
All right. This thing. This bird.
Ah!
This bird, this demon. And I apologize. There's a... Is that a thing I can do?
I would recommend focusing on the lich. You're pretty sure she
it
is.
It all sort of comes from her.
I'm just wondering if I can dangerous thing
I'm,
here. Yeah,
I'm just wondering if I can like seize this bird's soul inside of like a stick or something.
Oh, that'd be pretty.
But
dope.
No, but you're right. You're right. No, I gotta focus on the undead. Cleric
the
font,
bird's probably also
heal.
Undead.
Okay. Fortitude save for Rex Mauta.
Fortitude
flying up so I can make him better.
Natural two.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Is what's the DC?
45.
It's a critical fail.
Good, dude, Jabert, this is your knife.
254 damage.
It's Holy gotta howdy. Be it. That's gotta be it.
Oh yeah, she has 3 points left as you strike her with this positive energy. A massive tear opens up in her chest, which just kind of splays out and. The sky's milky countenance vanishes above you in a heartbeat, retreating back into blue skies. As bolts of greasy black energy spray out from her, one of them striking Thogaz and kind of sends it back into the portal with a thunderous boom. Another one striking Umbriax. And as full sunlight hits the bird, it begins to burn in the full sun of Port Peril. Rags Mauta says, "No, this cannot be. I was promised I would take this rotten nation. No, it does not matter. You cannot kill that which has already died." Her body parts are literally falling off her, the armor clinking to the ground. "I will return as sure as your sun will rise on another day when my powers are back. And I will end you all."
I'll get you next time, Rangers.
Oh, Rita Repulsa.
If you guys are okay with it, a little montage mode here for the end of this combat. We watch as the portal is still open and
I was going to be like, oh, yeah, the sword.
Ozzy picks up the sword where it's lying in a bale of hay
oh,
where we said.
It just dusts it off.
you see him running to the other side of the docks here, and you can feel like a suction coming from inside, but your senses come back to you as it feels like ghosts and spirit hands are kind of trying to draw you in, Ozzy. But you will not be drawn forwards. Make me an occultism check as you hold the blade up and coming towards this magical tear in space-time.
Don't fail me now, kobold press shirt.
Press that dice.
That's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. Well, end of podcast. You fail to close.
Oz fails to close the portal. We get the bad end. I'm sorry.
I would take a reroll from one of your allies. This might be the last roll of the campaign.
Yep. I have three, I think, left over.
I believe
take
you're right.
One.
Can we plus, would plus 10-ing it
be would effective? That work?
No. That's so low.
47?
47?
No. That with a bonus, because you guys have
there
a couple rerolls left here.
We go.
Oh, that was a good roll.
That is enough as Aegir's kiss sinks into this portal like it is inky dark flesh. And where it was a wound in the universe, you begin to sew it up as if you're casting a heal on this incursion here. You hear the horrific trumpeting of Kothaugaz screaming on the other side alongside perhaps countless other interdimensional beasts and monsters, as well as the whispering quiet of hands and voices trying to draw you inside. Ozzy maybe takes a little bit of mental damage by this, but we don't have to worry about it because you got allies here to heal you up. But as soon as this portal closes, let me delete this portal, another one opens up right behind you all.
What?
A larger blue portal made out of crackling electric energy, and as it opens up, a gleaming airship flows through this portal. The largest sailing ship you've ever seen, with mean-looking, sharp weapons jutting out from every angle around it.
I nudge the captain, I go, now that's a ship!
As it proceeds before you, there's a trumpet blast. Unlike Kothaugaz's, this is a harmonic, a symphonic, upbeat tune that kind of plays before it. A small ladder falls over its side, and a teleporting right next to said ladder from on high is an angelic creature. The woman that Cassius met a few months prior called herself the Proclaimer. She lands with a soft touch of watery wings that indeed see where Cassius has got it from
in my head.
Yes,
you said that the ladder fell over the edge. I was picturing like a ladder like just like literally falling off the edge, just like
look out,
ladder incoming,
followed quickly by two goblins.
Oh,
one
no.
Named Bunfuzzle, the other name
the woman comes up to you and says, Cassius, my son, you've done well to stop this incursion. Indeed, the beast has retreated back. The spawn of the Great One will not stop, though, its assault on space and time. And I have been summoned once more by my captain to follow through and close the portal on the opposite side. We have a plan to invade Hell and slap a demonic demagogue on the other side who empowers witches like Ragsmauda.
Sounds like a fun trip, so wish I could join you, but, you know. And he, like, gestures to himself as he's, like, covered in goop entrails and insects.
You need a bath. Like, yes, we have those on board. No, I've come here to invite the one who wields the blade known as Aegir's Kiss on board the vessel. And
that's
also,
he's over there.
Oh, no, that one points to Ossie.
Oh.
And my
I was just kind of, like, looks left, right, flings the sword.
I have space for four on board Sea Wraith. My queen will allow four of your crew to join us, provisional sailors, but they must be prepared to perhaps never return to this plane of existence. For if you ride with the Black Lady, you might lose your life. And at the very least, we'll be gone several months, so it'd be like a very long trip. But we sailed for the Maelstrom, to leagues beyond the realms of mortal folk, to dine with gods and do battle with reality-breaking entities. So we don't have a lot of time. Please make your decisions now. You see Mahim in the crowd begin to step forward and, like, several pirates grab him and pull him back. This is obviously for the Tidebreaker elite.
Mahim, you're too low level for this. Don't do it.
Mahim, you'll get swallowed up in the maelstrom. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I just, after what we just, I mean, what we just did.
We're basically so gonna that, do that again.
No, it was so that we could live normally here. Here, he gestures at the port. He's like, give me like a night.
I mean, we're not going to go there immediately. You have a few days to rest up. But yeah, no. She looks COVID. Over at you, Honto, and is like, we can give you a ride back to where you're going if you would like to. Come with.
I can get there on my own. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
Kovic steps forward and he says, you know, I made my way to these lands to find a battle worthy of my end. And your promise of invasion, I could not think of a better battlefield to test myself on. And he like looks at Cassius and Sharga and he looks back and he says, I will join you.
Kendoza will also step forward and declare that I have done what I can here in this place, but it is clear that my services are needed elsewhere. And if you all are foolhardy enough to venture into the maelstrom, I won't be said that I turned down the opportunity to join you into the greatest storm that ever has been. You have my fingertips, lightning bolt.
So close. So close.
Anyway, I'm coming with you guys. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop. That's my phantasmal horse. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop.
Oh, we don't have room for that. You're gonna have to de-summon that immediately.
Candoso's really into clopping.
Oh boy.
Alaris is going to look remorsefully at Cassius and say, I'm glad to see you're back, but I have a life here. I think that it's time for us to part ways and see our own journeys to the horizon, if you will.
Cassius looks at me and he's like, if you think I'm going with them, you're crazy.
You misread the situation. I clearly chose my other character.
If you think I'm going to leave this place where I'm king of the shackles and I have all of fortune and favor just so I can try to stab a demon in the back, Alaris, what have you learned from me, mate?
Cassius, your mother comes over to you and puts a hand on the king's cheek. The king's cheek, if you will. One word. And says, you are indeed needed here, my son, but the deal that you made with my captain, you would not be able to come. You must stay here and make sure that she never rises again, Rags Mauda. You must
follow
through.
The deal you made
with
Pasmara is that you can never come.
Never come God. To her.
Seth, just because it's past midnight where you are doesn't mean...
It's not actually...
Oh boy.
Oh, biscuits, dang it. Time zones are wrong.
My captain must follow through the other side of the portal and you have to stay here and beat back the undead hordes. Go to Ragsmada's reach and destroy her phylactery. Make sure she never comes back to haunt these shores.
I understand my role, and I guarantee you that with these wings, I will not fail.
Rebecca, are you going to Alaris or no?
Wasn't planning to.
That's fine.
She's got parents. She's got an uncle. She's got a boyfriend to take care of. Got a family.
She's got a boyfriend to take care of. Yes.
What about
Sharga? Oh, Sharga's going wherever Cassius goes. So if Cassius is staying, Sharga's staying.
Okay. Andis can be like, I'll join. Wee. It doesn't sound like any. Oh, does Barlby want to go?
Oh no, Bartleby's like,
are you kidding?
As soon as there's word about dealing with that lich, nah.
Your job is here, yeah.
Yeah, and also like I got a pretty cushy gig, you know, like counting money and stuff. It's pretty good, so I'm gonna hang around and just do the paperwork and also kill liches.
Kill liches.
That's right.
I think then if you guys
make money. Diligence.
If you guys are okay, Sandara Quinn will come forward and be like, I
I dedicated my life to Besmara, and she saved me when I was at my lowest, and when I had nothing but a ditch waiting for me in my future. If you allow me, I'll sail with you all. I would love to go.
Get in here, Sindara.
Sindara, wait.
Yes, and Captain.
Cassius walks up to her, and he draws the title cutlass.
Ooh.
And he says, I certainly cannot thank you for the amount of times my spirit wavered and you were able to pull my head out of the seawater and see the breeze for what it really was. Take this, and I hope that it serves you well on this heist that you are about to embark upon.
But you're going to say you're going to need this water sword because there's a flaming sword on board. You're going to have to counteract it.
I was trying to have a serious moment.
All right, she gives you a deep, deep French kiss. I wasn't getting out of this without kissing Tyler's character. Just a deep, she like bends you backwards and is like, so long, king.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I get a dip? Hell yeah.
Yeah, she was like plumbing your molars.
Oh, wait, she thieved all the gold off your teeth.
Yeah.
She
smiles like a gold toothy grin as she gets on board.
Board the ship, you guys leaving, see all these weird aliens and walking suits of armor, the many formed, faceted form of Besmara, queen of the pirates, who, yeah, you guys do get stuck cleaning the bilges as your first job, but the pirate queen says, my crew, to me, a foul spawn of Rove Agug has been beaten back by these mortals. They laid their single lives on the line to fight this creature, but it still lives on. So we have a job to do. Follow through the dark portal and seal it once more in the pits of festering nothingness until its name is nothing but a memory. Who's ready to set sail into the bowels of hell and back again? All the crew says, yo-ho!
Yar-har!
Yo-ho!
Yeah, you guys are a bit behind. You're like, yo-ho! Oh, okay.
We say yar-har here. Oh, sorry.
Yar-har!
Like, so, yeah, you stabilize the shields, retract the gravity wells, open the dimensional sails. We're off on another adventure. Arr.
Back in Port Peril as the ship disappears through the portal, hundreds of pirates gather around the docks to pick up the pieces, protect their king who's returned, and it's all quiet here again. The ocean is calmly lapping against the ships in the harbor. Tessa Fairwind steps forward and claps you on the back, Cassius, and says, Did I hear right? We have a divine mission to hunt down Ragsmauda, destroy her seat of power? That certainly sounds like a job for the council and their king. What say you, Cassius?
That it is, and we will finally be free of that foul thing's influence here.
Yeah, the pirates begin to pick up the pieces of their decimated cityscape. The Driftwood Festival continues as the anniversary is a tale told hundreds of years later, even, of the powers and partying that goes on here from these pirates perished parts of the world. Their deeds move from history into legend as the names of Alaris the Bellringer, Bartleby the Brave, Kovic the Hunter, Osric of the Occult, Candoso the Lord of Tempests, and Honto of the Salt Foot, Sharga Dragonsbane, and the Driftwood King Cassius are all entered into the annals of history. All these names etched in the inside cover of an old leather book penned by a half-elf from Magdemar. We watch as this ancient tome is closed and indeed picked up by an android in the far, far future on an ancient space station, reading its title aloud, Skull and Shackles, A History of Piracy and Adventure. And the blue-skinned android says aloud, The End.
Yay.
Yay.
And that's it. That's the podcast.
This sounds like trash. I'm going to read it.
See, tosses it in a dumpster. It's like, it doesn't even have any pictures in it. What What a waste of
I hate all the creative liberties they took with the facts.
Why did you talk about Cassius kissing all those women all that time?
Yeah.
Cassius kissing those women.
The book has no illustrations except for any time Cassius kisses a woman.
Kisses a woman, yeah. And it's just like, how much...
Alaris wrote this book. So yeah.
She drew the pictures.
Yeah. No, it's like, I can't believe
you've done this.
The pirate monks drew in.
And all the women kind of look suspiciously like Alaris, just like a little bit.
They'll have half health ears.
I'm not trying to assassinate anyone's character. This is all joking.
That is the end of episode 200. That is the end of this podcast.
We did it.
That is the end of years of playing and folks listening out there. And I don't think anyone made it to hour 4 of this stream except our good friend Bram Zagoma.
Thank you.
Bram's
holding the fort.
Also, maybe donated to someone they're married to here. But yes, everyone that is listening to this from Freebie Captains, Patreon, Pirates, wherever you're finding this, maybe the entire stream will go up on as one
piece. It'll be on YouTube. Yeah.
It'll be on the Patreon in several parts. Thank you all for listening. The four of you. Hey, thanks for doing this podcast with me.
Thank you, Patrick. And thank you to my fellow players. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We should do this again. How about next pandemic? Another one hits.
Next time the world ends, we'll do this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. That's like next year, guys. Can we get a break? Can we just like... I just want a slightly longer.
Let me just.
We're gonna find out in November if there's gonna be another podcast or not.
Let's see how this next election goes. We'll see if they're
right.
Oh man,
we come back to the will.
No, I think when we all finally retire, then we should do this again.
Sounds like a good time to me. We'll just call it.
Are you kidding me? Who here? I mean, I guess some of you will retire, but not me. I'm not retiring. I'm gonna die on the clock. That's just my lot.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
dude, just true Seth Midwestern. Slumped over the last working McFlurry machine.
Did you hear about that lady? Lady who was dead at her desk for 4 days before someone found out.
Oh wow!
Oh man, that's a capitalist heaven,
dude. And right she there. Still didn't turn the project in on time.
Lazy. I know.
Typical Ruth.
Isn't this crazy? We're here at the end, and
it's hard to believe. Actually,
most everyone survived, both players and characters. All 4 years.
Tyler died the most somehow.
We're still gonna talk about this podcast, and folks that are subscribed to Patreon will get all the behind the scenes secrets in our end of podcast specials. But that's it. Episode 200 is the end of the road. And I think we gotta end this episode in the same way we ended every single one in the podcast by saying yo ho in yar.
Yar,
yar,
everybody.
Ow-ho!